Hello and welcome to Jimmy's USWO ATL Wrestling Report for December 9th, 2011. Our officials for the evening were Ricky the Ref, Big Man in Charge Chris, and the Ace Nick White. Also making an appearance tonight was the superstar Bill Dundee, who brought copies of his autobiography, If You Don't Want the Answer, Don't Ask the Question. We also had posters for sale with photos of the 31 men who have held the USWO Championship. Damian Payne came to the ring and complains about not being among those 31.
I want to know one thing. Why am I not on this poster? You know why? Because I was never given a chance at the heavyweight title. But I tell you, fans, what? If you buy these, so help me God, I will come out there and I will smack each and every one of you in the mouth.
In the mouth? Right in the mouth?
Another thing. You know what? Give me somebody out here. Let's bring his opponent out, Jimmy.
Damien's opponent for this match was Cody Green. Damien with a forearm puts Cody Green down on the mat. Damien with a snapmare with a kick to the back of Cody Green. Damien covers, only gets two. Damien now choking Cody Green. Damien upset because he is not on the USWO Champions poster that is available here for sale to people downtown stadium in. Maybe the only title that Damien has not won in his time here at the stadium in. Well, Damien stomps Cody in the head, rolls him to the center of the ring, and let's see what Damien has planned. Damien tries to drop an elbow, but Cody rolls out of the way. Cody with an atomic drop. Cody hits another one. Comes off the ropes. There's a lariat for Damien. Damien reverse whips Cody in the ropes. Cody with a schoolboy. Only two. Damien shoves Cody away. Short arm clothesline. But he pulls Cody up at two. I guess he's not quite finished with him. Damien calls for the mic in the middle of the match.
The reason I didn't beat him there is because I don't care about this match. I care about the main event and taking out Raven and Tony Falk.
Are they going to take him out for dinner and a movie? Damien goes back over the corner where Cody is standing and kicks him in the midsection.
See, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to end his career.
Damien with a kick to the groinal region and gets disqualified.
For you, Raven, and you, Tony Falk.
Damien choking Cody some more. Nick Iggy and Mike Rebic out.
Wrestling fans, Ricky the referee has disqualified Damien Payne. The winner of the match is Cody Green.
Unfortunately, we will see Damien later on, but now on to our second match and some fun facts coming during the introductions.
Introducing first, outside the ring, this is Charles Jackson III. Excuse me, wrestling fans, I'm corrected here. It's Harvard graduate Charles Jackson III.
He doesn't talk like he's from Harvard.
And his tag team partner, Sean Hundred. Their opponents here in the ring, they're from the ATL. This is Independence High School graduate, Nick Iggy. From Columbia State Community College, this is Mike Rebic.
Maybe the bigger news here, besides where everybody went to school, is that Big Man in Charge Chris is our referee for this match. And he is making his debut on Friday nights here at the beautiful downtown Stadium Inn. Iggy sneaks up behind Hudrich. He and Remick give Hudrich a wedgie. Hudrich leaps clear out of the ring, and Charles Jackson III has to go over and tend to him. That's Harvard-educated Charles Jackson III. This first teaming of Hudrich and Jackson. Jackson trying to reason with Hudrich. The police get back in the ring so we can continue here. Hudrich back in the ring after adjusting his wardrobe. Hudrich was able to recover from the wedgies and we got the match going. Jackson whips Remick across the ring. Here he comes. The Harvard Splash. And the tag on Sean Hudrich as Rachel comes back to her seat. Hudrich kind of pie faces Remick in the corner. And then here's some body blows. Hudrich did a little rope-a-doping here. Swats at Iggy. And now big man in charge, Chris, has to restrain Nick Iggy. Meanwhile, Charles Jackson III over to choke Mike Remick. Hudrich now choking Mike Remick with his boot in the corner. And big man in charge, Chris, finally pulls himself away from Nick Iggy to make Hudrich stop as ATL promoter Bill Shields, the Chihuahua King, is at ringside watching some of the young lions of USWO and ATL. Hudrich now grinds his hips at Nick Iggy before grabbing Mike Remick. Hudrich measures Remick and pops him in the ribs. Hudrich whips Remick across the ring. Here comes Hudrich. Misses a splash. Remick with a schoolboy. Ooh, that was close to three. But Hudrich up with a drop kick, and down goes Remick. Hudrich putting the boots to Remick. Hudrich a bicycle kick for Remick, and here comes Charles Jackson and his Harvard education into the ring. Jackson with a suplex. Remick struggling to get back to his feet. Jackson grabs him and throws him down. Now Jackson pulls him up, whips him in the ropes. Oh, a collision, crash, down they go.
I quit the business.
Yes, the voice of Nick White, ladies and gentlemen. Jackson and Remick trying to get to their feet as big man in charge Chris counts. And there's the tags, and here comes Nick Iggy with a drop kick for Jackson and a drop kick for Hudrich. Kick for Jackson, a stomp for Hudrich. Iggy is all over everybody. Iggy on the second turnbuckle. Double clothesline. Down goes Jackson and Hudrich. Hudrich rolls out. Iggy whips Jackson in the ropes. Well, I caught him off the ropes, grabbed him by the head, pulls him down. Only gets two. Looked like Jackson might have grabbed the bottom rope. Meanwhile, Remick tries to get up. Hudrich goes over and pops him one. Jackson reverse whips Iggy in the ropes. Jackson charges at him. Iggy meets him with a knee. Here it comes. Could it be? The 615, and Hudrich got the worst of it as he was trying to help Jackson get off the ropes. Iggy with a kick for Jackson. Iggy off the top, cross body, cover.
She's taking pictures.
Hudrich trying to blame Linda Hackney for tripping him and costing him the match. You know, maybe if a fireball came out of Linda's camera, I could maybe see his argument. Hoodridge threw his glove at Linda Hackney, who chased him to the back. Next up was the angry White Tiger taking on another one of the 31 on the poster, Wolfie D. And here's our USWO Dance-Off Champion, Peekaboo, over wanting to shake hands or possibly tag in. Wolfie D kind of makes a tag to Peekaboo, but, he's not allowed to get in the ring. Wolfie kind of looks disappointed. Wolfie D grabs a headlock on White Tiger. Tiger shoots him in the ropes. Wolfie with a shoulder block. Down he goes. Wolfie leapfrogs. Tiger leapfrogs Wolfie. Wolfie catches him and gives him a power slam. There's a lariat. Well, two more lariats, and Tiger rolls out of the ring. And once again, is obviously befuddled at Wolfie D's attack and must regroup if he wants to win this match. Tiger makes his way back into the ring, kind of a little gingerly. Tiger pushes Wolfie D back to the corner and rakes the face. Then he shoots Wolfie into the corner. Here he comes. Runs into a back elbow from Wolfie D. Then runs into a big boot from Wolfie D. Wolfie gets both boots up, but Tiger grabs his leg, drapes him over to A. DDTs him to the mat, but only gets one. Tiger with a nerve hold. Tiger lets go of it and gets a cover, but only gets two. Tiger looks like he's got a sleeper locked in here on Wolfie D. Ricky the ref checking. Wolfie does not go to sleep and in fact gets to his feet. Elbow spree from Tiger. Comes off the ropes, but Tiger greets him with a drop kick and a cover for two. White Tiger with elbows in the neck of Wolfie D. Tiger shoots Wolfie into the corner. Here he comes. Runs into a Wolfie D boot. Wolfie D with a leg sweep. Wolfie D with some left jabs now. And hits the right hook. And down goes Tiger. Tiger begs off. Wolfie D. Suplex on Tiger. Tiger's feet hit a ceiling tile, but he only gets two. Well, the ceiling tile is still intact, fortunately. Wolfie with a boot. And a bulldog. And a cover. Still only two. Wolfie D going for a 10 punch. Tiger pulls him down, puts his feet on the ropes, but only gets two because Wolfie kicks free, but Ricky the ref would have caught it anyway. Wolfie says, oh, there's a swamp drop.
Christmas presents because I told him I want it. Now this man right here, make some noise for my friend Dynamite Dan. He's in the house. And we got this here poster, and of all the champions of the USWO in the past 10 years, he's one of them right there, he is with that long hair. Dynamite Dan. These are on sale tonight for only $3. $3 for this here poster of all the USWO champions. Be chromated. I'm telling you, next week we're going to have a show, a Christmas show. Ricky Morton of the Rock and Roll Express is going to be here. Linda Hagney, Wayne Hagney, listen here. Billy Shields might even help out a little here on these Christmas. But the key is, we talking about, we got people, you know, like Ronnie Brown, Brown's Automotive. They're going to sponsor the Christmas show some and buy some toys. Alan W., Linda Wayne, Vance Financial, and Raven, my tag team partner later on tonight. He's in the house. He's got pictures for sale. Stop by over there and see Raven.
After intermission, still another of the 31 former champions, Gary Valiant, comes to the ring with our ATL champion, LT Falk, to spread some Christmas cheer.
First and foremost, I think I speak for the both of us when I say thank you for coming out tonight. Stay on in, make some noise. Every wrestling event at the bottom of the lineup, social media, it says card subject to change. Well, his opponent for tonight, Alan Shepard, my opponent, oh, what an opponent he is, Big Bully Douglas, neither one of them are here tonight. Can you tell me what the hell's going on? I mean, hey, seriously though, we're out here because we just want to tell Nashville how much we appreciate each and every one of you great supporting fans. Stadium Inn is the place to be, right? Each and every Friday night. And then I just want to inform the guys in the back and inform each and every one of these great bands going into the new year. Boogie and myself, we believe it's time to adjust a few attitudes. We should clean this place up a little. So by no means, hopefully, if they're not scared, you know, I mean, chicken eyes, you know. Next Friday night, we're going to have two single matches, and maybe him and I, we could shut Bully Douglas and Alan Shepard up for good. Not just for ourselves, but for each and every one of you. Anything to say on top of that, Boogie? Give it up for the Boogie Boogie Boy, Gary Valiant.
Damn, you might have pretty much said it all. But I do want to take just a minute and say, if it wasn't for each and every one of you sitting in these seats, we wouldn't have a job that we love to do. If you didn't pay to get in this building, we'd be wrestling by ourselves. So thank you. Second of all, I'm jacked up on about two Red Bulls. Yeah! And I love Christmas time because I love giving. Hell, I'll give Bill the Shields a ass whooping if he comes in here.
He'll sick the chihuahuas on you.
You know the next 5 minutes is not promised to any of us. So since I got the mic, let me do this. I want to wish each and every one of you an early happy Merry Christmas. Don't forget the reason for the season.
And here's Gordon.
Look who it is.
Mr. Pie himself.
Junior C wants the mic. Deliver it.
Listen to this bullcrap. We're the greatest. We're the USWO ATL. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. You know what? You guys think y'all can take on any. You think you can take on anybody? These people are worth crap. So, hey, boys, how about tonight? How about this? Teddy Bunk? How about this? Nashville, Tennessee? How about this? Stadium Inn? If you think you're that tough, you think you're that good, why don't you go? On two boys. The only thing you have to say, Boogie Woogie Boy, is yes or no. Same thing for you, LT Funk. Yes or no.
Gordon has Hoodrich, Jackson, and Danny Copas out here.
You got a drunk redneck
You got an easy open on crack. And you look like a June bug.
Ladies and gentlemen, Caleb Falk is in the house tonight.
I'll tell you what. Since you come out here and you run that giggle trap, so I'll tell you what. Am I scared? I tell you, do you want us to kick their tail? Hey, I don't have to answer it. You know why? Because these people just answered it for me.
Of LT to recognize Kayla. Could Gordon's trio of Copus, Hoodrich, and CJ3 take down the Boogie Woogie Boy and Mr. 110%? Let's find out. Bang gets a quick roll up for two, but Hoodrich clobbers him in the back of the head with a forearm. Hoodrich a jumping fist drop and starts choking away. There's a false tag on Redneck Danny Kovas, and he's going to continue pounding away on Gary Valiant. Kovas backs Valiant to the ropes, whips him across. There's a Confederate bear hug. Let's see if Kovas can keep this thing on and win the match for his side. Copus still has it on, but Valiant manages to get his feet back on the floor. Valiant now trying to fight out the bear hug, and does. Valiant ducks the lariat. Copus catches him and gives him a Confederate power slam. Here's a tag on Charles Jackson III, the Harvard-educated member of the USWO roster. Jackson drapes Valiant in a bottom row, and he's going to do some choking here. Kovas pounding on Valiant as Hoodrich and Jackson false tag. Hoodrich drapes Valiant on the top rope now, and there's some body blows. Hoodrich whips Valiant in a corner hard, and Valiant goes down face first on the mat. But notable, the bandana is still on. Hoodrich sits on the back of Valiant. Hoodrich goes to do that again, but Valiant turns on his side and gets a knee up, and Hoodrich gets it right in the groin region. Valiant scoots to the neutral corner and tries to tag. Hoodrich crawling to his corner, and he makes a tag on Copus. Valiant crawls underneath Copus, goes to the other neutral corner, finally gets over, and there's a tag on LT. LT firing away on all three of his opponents. LT chops for everyone. LT gets an elbow on Hoodrich, puts him down in the corner, throws Jackson through the ropes and out to the floor, and comes up and clobbers Copus from behind. LT and Valiant whip Copus into the ropes. Double kicks. Double leg sweep. Here's Hoodrich back in. And here's Jackson back in. Here you go. Oh, little do-si-do. Hoodrich and Jackson both get clothesline after they tried to whip Valiant and LT into each other. Copus back to his feet. And they clothesline Copus out to the floor. Hoodrich and Jackson back in the ring. LT with a flatliner on Jackson. And Gary Bat with a boogie blaster on Hoodrich.
Short next week. I walk out of here next week. So that's a challenge for me to you. If you show up and you bring somebody with you, sit right beside you, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to pray to God and hope like hell somebody else will save his soul, because I'm going to have his ass. All right, there you go. 1 week from tonight, LT Fox against Foley Douglas. And the Boogie Woogie Boy against Alan Shepard.
So Valiant and Falk have their matches set for next week. Josh Crow, who is one half of our ATL Tag Team Champions, and is also our Music City Champion, even though he hasn't defended the belt in a while, comes out to the ring for his match and makes an unusual request.
For all you that don't know, me and him have a history, actually. We used to be tag team. The only reason we split up, because he got mad because I can dance better than him. Everybody, y'all can deny all y'all want. Y'all know it, and he knows it.
Yes, Crow's opponent for tonight is none other than multiple-time USWO Tag Team Champion Stalin Shane Eden, making his return to the beautiful downtown Stadium Inn. Eden kind of musses up Crow's mohawk. Eden with a lariat on Crow. There's a hip toss. And Eden does a little break dance for us. As Crow rolled out of the ring. Eden with a chop on Crow. Eden leapfrogs. Monkey flip. And Crow back out of the ring and trips over Bill the Shields, who's sitting in the floor. Why Bill the Shields is sitting on the floor is a mystery to all of us. Well, Crow regains his composure and jumps back in the ring where Shane Eden is waiting. Takes Crow down, sits on his back, and tries to ride the horsey a little bit. Eden with a kick to the ribs on Crow, but Crow responds with a possible shot to the groinular region. Crow with a suplex. Only two. Crow whips Eden to the corner. There's a drop kick, and Eden flops down to the mat. Crow hooks a leg and covers. Only two. Crow now, he's going to try to stretch Eden. Crow with a forearm upside the head of Shane Eden before he releases the hold. Eden fighting back on Crow. Crow reverse whips Eden in the ropes. And another standing drop kick, and Eden back down on the mat. Crow with some chops for Stalin Shane Eden. Eden catches Crow off the ropes and gives him a DDT. And here's Damian out. Eden stops in mid-stride and looks at Damian. And now Damian's motioning for him to come over here. Crow with an O'Connor roll.
Wrestling fans, the winner of the match, the Crow Show, Josh Crow.
Here's Crow back in the ring. Clubs Eden in the back of the head. Damian choking Eden. Damian hits Ricky the ref. It's not like we have a lot of refs around here.
We need some help.
Damian putting the boots to Ricky the ref. Eden with Crow in the corner. Crow with Eden in the corner. Crow, kind of a cop killer on Eden. Crow drives knees in the back of Ricky the ref.
We gotta get some help. Break us up. Ring a bell, Jimmy.
Well, they're already gone now.
Man, Ricky's only been back for a week, and he's already taking it on the chin, man. It's great to see you, Shane.
You too. Hey, guys, thanks for the warm welcome when I came out. I really needed that. You know, Josh Crow, you think you're a real funny man, but on the night, you're just a rooster, and a loser rooster at that. And Damian, I do not like you at all. Anybody that resembles the devil, or anybody who takes his name. So let me tell you something, Damon. You will be going to hell after I get through beating you to death.
All right, let's welcome again. Welcome back to the stadium, man. Stalin Shane Eaton in the house tonight. All right, let's hear it for Ricky, everybody. How about it for referee Ricky, huh? I tell you, it's tough being a referee around here, isn't it?
Time to move on to our next match. Well, our main event is a match early here. And our referee for this match is the ace, Nick White. Yes, it's Damian Payne and our USWO champion, Josephus. And they are accompanied by Abriella of Amazonia, who is not scratching her head as much this week. They are taking on former USWO champion, Raven, and USWO promoter, the legend, Tony Falk, who has an armbar on Damian currently. Tony gives Damian a backdrop. There's a dusty elbow. Tony with a right fist puts Damian down on the mat. And Tony grabs a headlock on Damian, drags him over to the corner, and here's Raven. Raven with some left jabs. Damian now begging off from Raven. Damian ducks in the ropes to avoid getting hit anymore by Raven for the time being. Meanwhile, Abriella has her sticks at ringside, ready to start a fire if need be. Damian charges after Raven. Raven gets out of the way and gives him an elbow upside the head. Raven with a wrist lock on Damian. And now Raven's going to bite Damian. I don't think that's really a good idea because Raven doesn't know where Damian's fingers have been. Raven tags Tony in. Tony bangs Damian's head in the turnbuckle. Tony, yeah, that was quite a chop there on Damian. Tony pops Damian. Here's Josephus in, grabs Tony. Damian charges, Tony ducks. Damian hits Josephus and Tony clotheslines both of them. Tony comes off the ropes to try to clothesline Josephus and Abriella trips him up. Abriella choking Tony with the sticks. Josephus with a Flintstone chop for Tony. Damian puts a boot up on the corner. Josephus rams Tony's head into it. Damian rakes Tony's thighs, goes over and tries to taunt Raven. Damian holds Tony and Josephus comes back in with some boots in the midsection. Tony now in the wrong corner. Josephus on a headbutt. Josephus picks up Tony and gives him a body slam. Only two. Well, Josephus can't quite hold Tony down for three. Damian backs Tony to the corner. Whips him across the ring. Here comes Damian. Tony gets out of the way. Tony now making his way slowly over to Raven. There's a tag on Raven. Raven, right fist for everybody. Down goes Damian. Down goes Josephus. Raven and Tony double throat jabs on Damian. And same for Josephus. Raven grabs Damian, hits a DET. There's cover.
Well, yes, this is the winners of the match. Raven and Tony Falk. What do you say next time, Tony? Next time I'm here, it'll be me, you, and your son against
Josephus or whatever two jabronis he can find.
I don't know. I'm getting a little old for this. Let's ask the people. You want to see Tony Falk and LP Falk tag with the world famous Raven? This man's been all over the world. It's an honor for me to have him here.
And we'll get Tony's daughter to be in our corner as well.
Yeah!
Kayla Falk. Come here, Kayla Falk. Come here.
All right, Kayla getting calling.
Come here. Come on, people.
Yay! A historic moment here at the beautiful downtown Stadium Inn.
Kayla, these people have watched you and LT grow up. Raven's been all over the world. It's an honor for us to have him here. You used to go around and wrestle and play. Quote the Raven, nevermore. This is a chance. We made history tonight. Let's do it again next time. You'll be in our corner. She'll do it. All right, one more time. Give it up for Raven and Tony Falk in the house tonight.
Yay! Now I have to come up with music for Kayla. Our main event of the evening features Brian Casey, who is accompanied to the ring by the Devious Pie Guy Gordon, once again battling with former USWO Triple Crown champion Mike Jablonski. Jablonski sets Casey on the top turnbuckle. Jablonski runs into a boot as Casey got a foot out. Casey springs off the top with a lariat and a cover. What? That was a 2.92, I believe. Casey now goes for an arm bar. One of those stretching arm bar kind of things that you can submit from. And he also grabs the ropes, but Nick White does not see this. Here's Bill the Shields. He's getting awful close to the ring. And now the Shields is grabbing the ropes for some reason. Nick White checking on Jablonski and catches Casey grabbing the ropes and makes him break the hold. Casey hits Jablonski in the back of the head as he's trying to get to his feet. And now Casey is going to wrap Jablonski's arm around the top rope and pull on a little bit. Well, Casey does it again and Nick White does not approve of this. Jablonski pops Casey right in the jaw. Now fires some rights. Jablonski wearing out Casey in the corner. Casey now sitting in the corner. Jablonski pulls him back up and beats on him some more. Jablonski has a running start. Running boot right under the chin of Brian Casey. Casey low blows Jablonski. Casey runs over and boots Jablonski in the chest and sends him through the ropes and out to the floor. Oh, look, Nick finally gets to one. Jablonski backdrops Casey on the floor. Nick White finally starting the count. Nick White wants this settled once and for all, so he's kind of dawdling on the counting out. Jablonski with a spinal tap on Casey. Pokes his head back in the ring. Casey with an eye poke of doom. Jablonski draped across the bottom rope trying to get back in the ring, but Casey up on the apron and boots Jablonski in the ribs. Jablonski gets rolled back in the ring by Casey. Casey covers. Casey now just slapping Jablonski's head. Jablonski back on his feet and Casey greets him with forearms. Jablonski down to one knee. Casey keeps firing away on him. Casey off the ropes. A running forearm puts Jablonski on his back. Casey covers. Not quite three. Yeah, Jablonski fighting back. There's some right jabs by Jablonski. Casey staggered a little bit and Double axe handle to the head, and Brian Casey has a seat in the corner. Casey whips, Javonsky whips Casey across the ring. There's a splash. A lariat sends Brian Casey a flip down the floor. Here's Gordon. Looks like Gordon has left something for Casey in the corner. Javonsky hits Gordon, knocks him off the apron. Casey picks the object up and clobbers Javonsky with it. Now he's got him in a choking out position.
He's hurt. David, get in that ring. That doggone Gordon came out here. He lays up on that ring. Brass Knuckles taped up. Linda tried to get him. Bill the Shields got him back. And he got him and he hit Mike out. He cheated his way to victory. Let me tell you something. We thought we had the card booked for next week, the Christmas show. But I'm adding a match. And it's going to be one hell of a match. You got to call a hotline Monday to find out. It's going to be Mike Jablonski and Brian Casey. And I'm going to name the stipulation. Special stipulation next Friday.
So that wraps up another interesting night at the beautiful downtown Stadium Inn. Make sure to come out this Friday for the USWO ATL Christmas Spectacular, featuring toys for the kids and all kinds of wrestling matches and other stuff. And if you can't make it, be sure to listen to the podcast next weekend, same USWO time, same USWO channel.